Hey y'all, it's Friday, March 15th, 2019, and the mix is coming your way. Hey everybody, and welcome to the mix. It's me, Caleb Graham, and it's Friday, March 15th, 2019. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Caleb Graham, or on Facebook, Caleb Graham TV. You can also tweet the podcast at Tweet the Mix on Twitter. Thank you so much for tuning in. It has been quite some time since I recorded an episode of this podcast, or any podcast for that matter. I would like to apologize for any odd noises that you may hear during this recording, or at least during this segment. I am driving home from work. I'm what Dr. Jan from Anchor Talk calls podtasking. I am driving and recording at the same time. So we will see how this sounds. I apologize again if you hear any strange road noises or my blink or anything. But as I was saying, it has been a little bit of time since I last recorded and did anything with my podcast. You know, life is crazy, but we will get more into that later. But I wanted to talk about something. This is not going to be an official the podcast for my reboot either. I just really wanted to do an episode. So here we are. We'll talk more about all that later. But today I want to talk specifically about something that's really been on my mind and on my nerves, I guess, if you will, for the last few days. And that's this whole varsity blues nonsense. I did a video the other day on Instagram Live talking about this, and it just has really had me fired up a little bit. So I wanted to just kind of share some about that today in this episode. And before I talk about I do want to have some follow-up thoughts, but I wanted to share the audio from the Instagram Live stream because it will kind of sum up my overall general thoughts on everything that's gone down. But there's been some more information that's come out since this story first broke earlier in the week when I first did the video. But I wanted to play this for you first. I apologize. It is uncut and raw audio from the live feed. I did take a little bit of extra, like, silence and shifting around in my car from the top and the end of the videos. But for the most part, it is the raw audio. Bear with me as we play this, and then I will follow up with some more after it is done. I got some things to say, because there's something that's happening in the news right now that has really ticked me off. And I know I don't get on here very often, and I don't broadcast live very much anymore. I don't really do a lot of opinion talking anymore, sort of things like I used to do. But you know what? Sometimes things just make you mad, and you gotta talk about it, and that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna talk about it. So, and some other things I've was Lori Loughlin, who, if anybody knows her, she was on Full House and is sometimes on Fuller House, which is on Netflix. One of the people involved, so it's a lot of things. There's like people, a lot of them, they talked about a lot of sports things. Like they got people to fake, like they were getting their kids who didn't even play sports accepted onto teams at these bougie schools, and then they'd get to that school and then not actually play on the team. Like, what? And they talked about how they photoshopped pictures of their kids to make them look like they were doing something. They paid somebody to take tests for them, like the SATs and the ACTs and like college entrance exams and all these things. They basically paid all this money, thousands and millions of dollars. Sorry, I got pollen in my shoe. Because it's the middle of spring right now in Florida and there's pollen everywhere. I wish you could see my car, but I'm not going to show it to you because it's embarrassing. Anyway. Basically, all these people have cheated all these people and paid all this money to get their kids into school. And they were talking about how in the press conference, there are children and kids who were very deserving of those positions, that were very talented and very smart and very, you know, worthy of getting into those big schools. And somebody that was actually deserved to be there at some point was denied because of these wealthy, entitled, using their influence to get their dumb kids into bougie schools. I mean, and the reason that it's so crazy to me is because you didn't have to pay somebody to, you didn't have to pay somebody to lie. You didn't have to lie. You didn't do this because you already got money. Like, you could afford for them to go anywhere. But yet you want them, because of your status and your wealth, to go to these big bougie schools just because it makes you look better. I don't understand that. I just don't understand that. And I'm not happy about it. All these people spending their money, and there's kids working their entire high school career to try to get into a school that they want to go to. Not necessarily a big, bougie, fancy school. Like, what were some of the ones they talked about? SCLE, Georgetown, Southern California, that one, that fancy one down there. And all these other fancy, like, one of them where the head coach was involved in the whole thing was at Vanderbilt. His name was Vanderbilt. I can't remember the school. But, needless to say, these fancy, there's a mosquito in my car. These fancy schools, and there's these kids that have worked really, really hard to try to get into these schools and were, in some cases, denied a chance because these people that have lots of money were able to buy off people and bribe people to get their kids in school when they weren't deserving of it. Nah. That just ticks me off. did not graduate from. And, excuse me. It's pollen season. I went to a very expensive college, university, that I could not afford to go to. But I really wanted to be a part of the music program there. And I took out lots of loan money to pay for that place, to which I ended up not graduating. I left. I wanted to come work at Disney. I did all that. That's what I've been doing now for the past 8 years. And I don't regret that at all because I've had a very good time here. However, I want to finish school. I would love to finish my degree. Disney has this beautiful program now where they are paying for people to go to school up front. Anyway, long story short, I have been prevented from going back to school for the past several years over $2,000. Now, the good news is, I'm real close to paying it off. And I should be back in school, if not by the summer, by the fall at the latest. But, that's part of why it makes me so angry. These people paid millions of dollars to fraudulently get their kids accepted into these bougie schools, and I can't even go to an online school because of $2,000. This is a problem. So, I think whatever they get, they deserve it. whatever they get, they deserve it. Because that's what happens when you cause problems and when you do the wrong thing and when you break the law and when you commit crimes and all this stuff. You always get found out. I don't know why people got to be doing all this dumb stuff, because you always get found out. Anyway, I thank you all for watching. Sorry that I had to go on a little bit of a tangent for a little bit, but I appreciate everybody who watched. Hello, Lucy Cansdale. I see you there. I was just a little upset today, but it's okay because I'm about to go into Epcot and enjoy the Flower and Garden Festival, and I'm very excited about it. My lovely friend Caitlin Mulligan is going to push me around in a wheelchair so that I don't have to walk on my fractured toe. And I will catch you all again real soon. I hope that you all have a fantabulous day. Make sure you follow me here on Instagram and Twitter at Caleb Graham. And you can go to my Facebook page at Caleb Graham TV and follow me on all the things. And be on the lookout. I'm about to start doing my podcast again real soon. And I'm very excited about it. So, that's all. Love you, mean it. All right, welcome back. So, as you can tell and hear, I am very passionate about this subject. And, you know, it's sad because now that I've had some time to process everything and, you know, take it all in some of the cases, the kids did not know that this was happening. So, it troubles me that they will also suffer for their parents' mistakes. Lori Loughlin is the perfect example of that case. Now, her daughter, who is a YouTube influencer, is not the greatest role model for people that are interested in going to school, because she had lots of, I wouldn't say lots, but there have been some clips floating around the last few days where she was talking about how she didn't really care about school, and then she came back and apologized for it. And, you know, whether or not she knew about it or not, or whether or not she cares about school or not, she's suffering from this because she's losing lots of sponsors and partnerships that she had for her YouTube channel. So it's sad. The whole thing around across the board is just very, very sad. But if you go to the other side, you know, it's also hurting Lori Loughlin's career as a whole. She's been dropped from Hallmark Channel. She's not going to be doing any more movies with them. We have not really heard much from her Full House / Fuller House co-stars. A lot of them have been pretty silent on the matter. But I'm sure eventually they're going to be pressed by someone to try to get some information out of them and get some thoughts out of them. You never know. We'll see. But she may not ever get to be on that show again. Who even knows? You know, it's just all around. It's pretty sad. She was arrested. She actually turned herself in, from what I read. And I don't even know that she is going to do jail time at the end of it. She possibly could, so they say. But she did get arrested. She was put in jail on $1 million bond, which she hit. She made that bail, so she's out right now. But she will appear in court. And who knows what's going to happen next. But I'm definitely going to keep following it, especially for her and Felicity Huffman, because I used to watch their shows all the time. One of the things that has been a little bit entertaining, if you will, out of this whole thing is some of the memes that have been floating around. I think one of my favorite ones is the one that was related to Felicity Huffman. It was somebody actually tweeted it, and then it's been screenshot and shared, you know, a gazillion times. But it's it's really funny because it's written like a, you know, a script. It says, "Admissions office, your child was not accepted to our college. Felicity Huffman, then I will have to do a crime. Admissions office, you can just donate some money and we'll let him in. Felicity Huffman, a crime I shall do. Admissions office, just make a donation. Felicity Huffman, crime time. Then there's also one with a screenshot from Full House where DJ's asking if Aunt Becky's going to go to jail. The funniest thing about all of this for me, especially with Lori Loughlin, is how there was an episode of Full House where she like embellished an application to preschool for the kids and got caught and had to apologize, you know, and say, yes, I did this. I'm sorry. Like, talk about, I mean, I know that they always say, you know, actors are supposed to pull inspiration from their past, but you do that for your acting, not for your real life based on something that you acted out on television. That's all I have to say. You know, that's just not, that's not really how it works. But anyway, I have just been very frustrated and very sad about this whole situation because, like I said from the live video, I would give anything to be able to be in school right now. And I am about to turn 31 in a couple months, and I just want to finish school so badly so that I can pursue other things. You know, I do have a good job, and, you know, I'm blessed and things like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you want to be doing something that gets you excited, that you're fun, that's fun, that you really enjoy doing. Or sometimes, like in my case, my job is fun and I enjoy my job, but there's other things that I'm interested in. There's other things that I want to do. You know, that's been one of my kind of goals, is to try to be successful in all the things that I'm interested in, because at the end of the day, I don't want to have any regrets, and I don't want to say that, you know, I never tried something that I wanted to do. So anyway, having said that, I am very excited to start doing this podcast again. Like I said earlier, this is not really a perfect example of how this podcast is going to go. I'm thinking about, you know, redoing the format. I'm definitely going to focus more on entertainment related news because that's where my love and my passion is. So more to come on that, but thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. And I hope that you will please follow me on all the social media platforms. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Caleb Graham. There's also a Twitter account for the podcast at Tweet the Mix on Twitter. And you can find me on Facebook at Caleb Graham TV. And I hope that you all have a wonderful weekend. And I will see you again real soon. See ya. Also, real quick, wanted to throw in there that James Gunn was rehired as the director of Guardians of the Galaxy 3 in a very shocking announcement today in the news. So, as Mary Poppins would say, anything can happen if you let it. See ya. And don't forget to add something new to the mix.